Okay, light them up. We have, we have almost 20 minutes or so. We can just talk about anything. You want some advice? Hey, I heard those people earlier. I can't remember the guy's name. It's on here. Marvin something. They were trying to give advice to people.
Oh, yeah. Kilrod.
And then I thought, if anybody should give advice, it'd be us. Look at what we have here between the three of us. We have, my goodness, with just Dan alone, a guy who...
Life experiences,
from car sales to looking into Mary Kay to purse parties to restaurant assistant managers to professor of broadcasting to bass player. And then you have Peon who, okay, let's go to me.
Peon worked in retail.
He was a bartender.
Yeah. Right.
And you worked at Brookstone?
I did.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Years. Yeah.
You want a child raising, I almost said rearing, but I don't like that term, raising advice. I have three. Peon has one. Dan has four. You want divorce advice? Dan. You want advice about still being married and having a girlfriend? Dan.
Living with Satan's daughter? Dan.
With Satan's daughter for years? Dan. Yeah, we got to know what it's like to be married to somebody who never cooks ever. Me. I mean, it's all here. All the advice is here. 314. Here we go. They're lighting up. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877. Or 888-550-KTRS or from a cell phone. And I just started doing this recently because it seems to make sense because most people call from cell phones. *KTRS. Rich joins us. Is this Rich the trucker?
Yes, it is. And I'm also AM in the PM.
We know you are. Hallelujah. And we appreciate it. Let me be the first in the room to say a happy new year and thank you for the years and years of loyalty as a listener. We appreciate it.
Happy new year to you and the rest of the gang.
What's up, Rich?
I was just going to throw in my two cents. We're talking about some of these advertising gimmicks. We cannot leave out the next 10 callers get a discount, scams, and the we're giving away the number free samples. Hurry and get them while we still have them.
Well, we just mentioned that.
Did you mention the free giveaway?
No,
while supplies are limited?
Well, it's all the same BS. And I love the ones where the guy goes, hi. My name is Dick Shyster, and against the advice of my accountants, I decided to go ahead anyway and give my DVD away free.
Yes.
They say I'm crazy.
I've learned all these real estate secrets. Right. Now I'm going to share them with you.
Yeah, I want to make everybody rich, and I don't even want any money for it. And Rich, here's the other thing. For years, I have gone on from time to time and asked any listener to call me who has made a lot of money and done well and been, as the commercials say, become financially independent because they called and ordered any of this stuff. I've yet to get one call.
And you probably never will.
If I do, it'll be from one of that guy's employees at the company that sells that stuff.
Yeah, because they're going to give you the product for free but charge you $39.99 shipping and handling.
Yeah.
The other one was it a couple months ago? If your last name begins with letters A through M.
And people actually believe that. We're only accepting calls from people whose last name starts with the letter A through M. My goodness. And Rich, I don't know. I'm trying to remember who we were talking to just 2 or 3 days ago on the subject of truck driving came up. And I have to tell you, I just said what I always say. I don't know how cops do what they do. It's a completely different kind of job, but I don't know how. I know what caused it. Somebody was talking about how truck drivers were so much more regulated now than they used to be, and how because of essentially the equivalent of black boxes and GPSs and computers, the companies could track how many hours a trucker's on the road, where they stop, when they stop. And I said, you know, that's good and bad. And the good is, it does keep a lot of truckers from driving 18 hours straight without sleeping, but it's also an invasion of privacy to some degree. And I said, I just can't imagine that life. And I say it to you, how long have you been driving a truck?
Since 92. 92, I believe.
All right, so hang on here. Hang on. 92.
92. And this, six, this is 2016. 46
years.
6 years.
Yeah, that's a long time. And I don't
that's
know
pretty,
how.
That's pretty impressive because I'm only 47 years old.
That is impressive. Well. And whoever I was talking with, I said, there's another example of a job that, and I don't, I've never talked to a trucker who hated it. They love it, or they would have quit, and I can't relate to that. Just sitting in that thing, living it. Here's the upside to me: some truckers who really don't have a family, especially if you're not married, your living expenses are minimal. You can live in the cab or shower at a truck stop, or you live relatively cheap, and you save your money, bank your money, and keep driving, I guess. But
you mentioned the black boxes and the GPS tracking and all that stuff. You know, like you said, on one hand, that's great because it does keep the cowboys, and I'm not going to deny that I used to be one of them back in the day when it wasn't as regulated as it is now. To keep, you know, it forces them to be honest, but the flip side to that coin is I can literally be 10 minutes away from home, and this little black box flashes a light, says you are out of hours, you cannot drive anymore, and I have to sit there for 10 hours until I'm legal again, and I'm only a couple miles down the road from my house.
Yeah. Oh, can you leave the truck and walk home?
Well, you're responsible for the load. If I leave the truck,
that's right. You can't leave the truck.
Or something like that, then how do I explain that to my company?
Well, like a lot of other things, they take it to extreme, and it's too black and white.
There is no gray area. There's no common sense in it anymore. This is the way it is.
Well, I say this to you and every other trucker. For everybody who badmouths truckers, I'm going to step in and say this. When you consider all the trucks on the road, and I run 70 a lot, I go to Kansas City, I go to Jeff City, I go to the lake, and a couple times a year we might even drive out to even further. I see trucks and trucks and more trucks all the time, more trucks, more trucks. When you look at the relatively small, and I mean small number, if you've ever even seen it, you can count on one hand the number of times you've seen an accident where a truck obviously had done something stupid. It's so rare.
You even see a truck involved in an accident.
Yet when there's a truck, all you hear is, oh, those truckers. You know, well, let me tell you something. Those truckers, they're better drivers than we'll ever be. They have to be. And so
study after study has shown, and you can pick one, and it will be anywhere between 70 and 80% of the accidents that involve a car and a truck.
The car's
fault. Caused by the car.
Yes, I believe
that. And I was just saying this earlier today to a girl at a convenience store. I stopped to get a couple chicken legs. She saw the truck and said that she's always wanted to drive since she was a kid. And I said it to her today. I said, I don't know how many hundreds of people are still alive today because I saw them doing something stupid and got out of their way. But then when me avoiding them,
Rich, hold on. How old was the girl?
She said she had just come back into the workforce after being at home with her kids for 10 years, but she didn't look like the late 20s, maybe early 30, 32.
Decent looking?
No, she was very cute.
And she said to you, I've always wanted to, and you just drove away and let that go?
What's wrong with you?
What's the matter with you, man?
That was a sign.
No gear shift training.
I got a girlfriend sitting in my house right now. She had called me earlier today and said she was cooking me dinner.
Okay, all right.
Ready when I get home.
All right, we get it. All right. We get it. Now we're with you. All right, we got a lot of calls here, Rich. Happy New Year.
One last thing. When it comes to the advertising and when you make your appeal to a potential sponsor.
Yeah, we need them.
And it's just my opinion. I'm not trying to embarrass anybody or, you know, embarrass you or anything like that. But, you know, everybody that remembers Paul Harvey and when he spoke for people, you know, Paul Harvey said it was gospel. That's the way it was. Mm-hmm. You are St. Louis's version of Paul Harvey.
Oh, now stop it.
Wow.
What?
You are St. Louis's version of Paul Harvey.
I wish that were true. Rich, thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay. You're ugly and your mama dresses you funny.
No, that's Paul Harris.
Kim has a traffic bulletin.
Well, let's find out what that's all about. Kim, is that true? You have a traffic bulletin?
That is true. I do actually have a traffic bulletin.
Not only that, you have a fantastic voice. Let's do this the right way. Give me that bulletin thing again. Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our programming to bring you this traffic bulletin. Let's go now live to KTRS's own Kim. Kim, what do you have?
Hi, thank you, Frank. This is Kim. I'm running down Highway 40 westbound, right at the Lindbergh North exit. There's a big truck just stopped in the right lane with a police officer behind him with his lights on, and traffic is just backing up quickly as we speak.
Oh, it's probably Rich.
This is Kim.
Yeah, Rich pulled over to talk to us on the phone.
That was Rich talking to us. Yeah. You're unbelievable. Kim, you're incredible. I mean,
thank you.
What do you do for a living?
right now, I work at Express Scripts.
Well, you're wasting your vocal talents. I am offering you right now, and I'm not kidding. I am offering you an opportunity to be a part of this show, a regular on this show.
Oh, wow!
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Well, it happened because you have a great voice, and I'm going to pay you the running wage, $4,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Think about it. Don't answer now.
Yeah.
No, seriously, you have a wonderful voice. If I could call any business, do you work with customer relations? Are you on the phone at your job at all?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, well, they should put you on there more. You have a wonderful voice. Happy New Year.
Well, thank you. Happy New Year to you also. I am AM in the PM.
Well, we can tell that. Hallelujah. How about her?
Yes, very nice voice.
And not only did she have a nice voice, she's crazy about me. I could hear that.
I mean, she was fighting it some, but yeah, you can definitely pick up.
Parts of her body were tingling when she was talking to me.
Okay.
And twitching. They were. They were. John, what's going on?
Hi, Frank. AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. How can we help you?
Hey, two or three things. Hey, Karen.
Hey, Karen, it's for you. She's not in today. She's off today.
Rats.
Yeah.
You mentioned that sweet potatoes that you had. I think I had the same thing at Christmas time. It was like a pecan pie on top of sweet potatoes.
Yeah, it kind of was.
I don't know what it was called, but I did the exact same thing. I didn't even hit the dessert table. I went back for another helping of sweet potatoes.
No, it was fantastic. I don't even care for sweet potatoes that much. But I think when you put pecans and sugar and butter, it'll turn it into something good. But no, it was great.
You're right. I'd probably eat my shoe if there was enough butter involved with it.
I'm with you, man.
We're talking marketing and advertising, and the guy's right. You are the Paul Harris of St. Louis.
Harvey.
See what he did there?
Yeah.
That was good. That was good.
But, it amazes me. Can anybody remember what advertisers there were for the Super Bowl last year? I can't.
No.
But remember some things. Anybody who see on you probably won't remember this, but anybody 40 and over remember watching the KTEL commercials on TV?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
And Mr. Microphone, hey, baby, back to pick you up in an
hour.
Oh,
my goodness, I love Mr. Microphone.
Pick you up later. Yeah.
Even remember the lines in the commercial. Now, it's a lost art.
I remember there was a Snickers on last year because it was the Brady Bunch, and they were talking to, I don't remember who that was, and then Steve Buscemi was up top.
Yes.
Yes.
And they put it in to make it look like it was shot back then. Very clever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only one I remember.
Go ahead.
As far as I bought my son a record player this year.
You bought him a record player?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. A real
record player. You go to Barnes & Noble, you go to a lot of these places, they're actually selling turntables now.
Yeah.
Oh, vinyl.
You go online and buy it.
Vinyl's really made a comeback.
And how old is your son? Let's start there.
He's 21.
Okay. And did you buy it because he said he wanted?
The price of the albums, they were like $20, $25 a pop per album.
Yeah, none of it makes sense to me. Now record albums are more than ever when we have digital music. CDs are even.
Everybody wants vinyl now for some reason.
Not everybody. Not me.
Here's my question. Has anything ever, that you can remember, has anything gone away like that? And then
come back
and actually starts. I mean, I know 8-tracks.
No, that's a great question, and I can't remember anything else like the vinyl records, where technology has advanced the audio or the video, and it'd be almost like saying, "I bought my son a black and white TV." No, that's right. Not going to happen. No, you're right. I can't think of anything else that's the phenomenon that the whole vinyl thing is. And
that nostalgia people have.
But did your son at 21 actually ask for one? Did he want one?
No, he didn't per se. But
so when you gave it to him, what did he go, "What's this crap? What is this thing?"
Was it a USB one?
Or no, was it just one, like I remember standalone. As a child, it almost looked like a little tiny miniature suitcase.
Oh, it's a portable. It's a portable record player.
Right, right.
Why did you get a 21-year-old that?
Just because of I still got plenty of my old Beatles.
Okay, so it was for you. So
else.
It's actually for you.
He knows about
him. Yeah, he knows about him and wants to listen to him.
Yeah, well, he can buy anyone he wants to listen to. All he's got to do is go online, and he can listen to him online all day long without the popping and the scratching. I don't get it. I don't know what
the
numbers
are. Their CD labels are hard to read when they're spinning around like the albums are.
True, and I don't know what the numbers are of people that are into vinyl records, but I'm guessing it's somewhat exaggerated. I don't think it's ever going to be that big.
It is something about those people in their 20s, though. My younger sister has a turntable.
So it's not just boomers and
no, not just boomers. It's, I don't know. It's kind of a...
But he's right. There's no other category you can think of like that. Hey,
I couldn't think of anything besides maybe like the Camaros and Mustangs, but an actual product that disappeared that... is making a comeback.
But that's a comeback in name only. They didn't go back and revert back to the same product where the vinyl is the same. It's a vinyl record where the Camaro, the Challenger, and all that stuff, all it is a name. The product is new modern technology. Hey, we got to run. We got a lot of calls. John, Happy New Year.
Thanks, guys.
Thank
Happy
you.
New Year.
You too.
I think Rob has a traffic bulletin on
my goodness,
too.
What is going on? Is that true, Rob? Do you have a traffic bulletin too?
Yes, I do in the Afton area.
In the Afton area. Hang on. No, we're a professional broadcasting facility. We have to do this right. Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our programming to bring you this special traffic bulletin from the Afton area. Here is KTRS's own Rob. Rob, take it away.
Yeah, this is Rob. I'm at the corner of Higgy and McKenzie. Traffic is running great and smooth. There is no problem out here. I'm AM and the PM.
See, he just wanted to be on the air. See, not really a bulletin.
No.
If things are running smoothly.
I've seen a couple articles recently, too, about maybe cassettes making a comeback, too.
Really?
Oh, my,
just,
come on.
Just because people have, it's more of a nostalgic thing. Just
okay, in 20 years when the people who, when the nostalgia crowd is gone, I can't imagine why anybody would want a cassette. Do you ever have a cassette player in your car eat a cassette?
Yes.
Oh,
where
man.
The tape is just all dark.
And then you try and pull it out, and it's just like strings
you
out.
Try to re-spool it with a pencil?
Yeah. Yes.
It's a mess. No, thanks. I don't ever want to go back to that. Aaron with two A's, how's it going?
Great. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
I think it's pronounced A-A-Ron.
Is that true? Is it A-A-Ron? Is that your name?
No, it's just Aaron.
Okay, I was right. What's going on, Aaron?
I've been listening to you guys, I don't know, over the past 5 or 6 years, and one of the things I've always enjoyed was when you are doing the advertising, you are backing up the products. And
well, especially in the case of my Corvette, because I actually backed it up this morning to get out of the garage.
Literally.
See what I did there? I backed up the product. I try to. I would never want to send anybody anywhere I wouldn't go or have them use something I wouldn't use. I know it sounds kind of corny, but it's really true.
But there are a couple of advertising campaigns on your station at other times that I have a serious problem with, and no one seems to understand that the entire process is a scam, and that's trying to get people to buy precious metals.
that's almost a scare tactic.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. You're absolutely right.
Especially the one about the IRA, you can get this much money. No one seems to realize as soon as you have bought that and have it in your hand, you've lost half of your investment.
Well, here's the other one. The Franklin Mint introduces a limited edition. That crap it's never going to be worth what you even pay for it. And they make it sound like this special limited collector's edition depicting the Statue of Liberty and on the flip side, the gorgeous skyline of it. It's nothing. It's nothing. First of all, they're not going to sell it and not make money, so there's a profit. They're making money. And collectibleism, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's another one of those BS words. Look, if I collect Scotch tape, It's collectible because I'm collecting it. Doesn't mean anything. And limited edition, limited to what, 10 million? No, you're right. A lot of the coin stuff is nonsense.
I'm not talking about the collection stuff. I'm talking about the people who are talking about gold or silver or platinum as an investment or as part of an IRA.
Well, it can be. It can be.
Well, the problem is that if you buy gold for $1,000 an ounce right now, mm-hmm. you might be able to sell it immediately as soon as you got it for $500 or $600 an ounce.
That's
you have to wait for it to more than double just to make your money back.
That is, well, maybe if you do it as an IRA, but I can tell you right now, if I run down to Scotsman or somewhere, which is a reputable company, and I buy a Kruger and or an American Eagle at whatever the market price is and go around back and sell it tomorrow, I'm going to get pretty close to what I paid for it. I'm not going to get half. But when it's this IRA business, I don't know anything about that. If you're,
well, they're talking, I don't know whether it's Kruger Ands or coins or just, you know, flat ingots of whatever it is, but I've gone and sold some gold and not gotten anywhere near what the market value says it is per ounce because
they're going to buy it low
and then want to sell it higher.
I don't know where you went, but I bought a bag of silver one time when silver was really low, and it was a bag of silver coins, and I went back and sold it to the same place and got four times what I paid for it. So I mean, I don't know who you're dealing with, but silver and gold is gold. It's worth what it is, and I don't know too many cases where in a day or two it dropped, lost half its value.
I don't know if you're talking about those places that buy the scrap gold and then melt it.
No, he's talking about the legitimate ingots and bars and whatever. I'm not an expert on it, Aaron, but I am an expert on saying Happy New Year, so Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
You
Thank
too.
You.
Bye-bye. I would put that in the same category of BS commercials. That's a whole different thing, and I'm not sure exactly what he's talking about. I do know that if you go to a reputable coin, gold, silver place, there's a market price for it. And they're not, and it's not a charity. They're going to have a little markup, and if you go back the next day and sell it back to them, you're going to lose a little money. But if you go back a year later, and the price of gold or silver has gone up 30%. You're going to make some money. I mean, I'm not an expert on it. Let me talk to Russ. Are you okay? You sound like you're choking there. You all right?
Well, how are you? Aim of the PM.
Thank you, Russ. Got about one and a half minutes. What's
just
going on?
I'll get on in there real quick. Firstly, what you used to be and came back, Pepsi throwback and Mountain Dew throwback came back. Real sugar. Number two, the vinyl that you're getting now, it's vinyl, but it's recorded in digital. It's not true analog. Three, McGraw talks about people seeing the R&R. Reminds them of him. Well, you know why? They're both still the same thing. and then there's this girl. She's an advertiser for a reality company. She says she's selling one house every 30 hours. Now, it used to be 38 hours. That's 238 houses in a year. I don't buy that.
Okay. Well, a lot of things you don't have to buy. And I'm sure that legally, if they dissect it, they would say, well, that's not exactly what we said. It's the company that sells that many houses. And they have ways of skirting it. But you're right. Sometimes if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Because she used to sell 38, and she now sells one every 30. And that's what she says. I sell 38 every 38 hours.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I think so, too.
No kidding. Okay, Russ, anything else?
Have a great day.
You too, Russ. Happy New Year. Bye-bye. Yeah, you got to, you know what I like? Like Peon said, these are some of my favorites. I'll just make one up that's similar. Yeah. Hi, my name is Dick Shyster. I was bankrupt three times, living out of the back of my car. And then I discovered how to flip houses. Now I'm worth $16 million. And I'd like to help all of you. Boy, as soon as I hear that, I go, okay, yeah. I want a call from anybody who has gotten this guy's CD or DVD. And I love the whole free. I want to send you, at no charge, all the secrets to how I do
on my free
do.
Seminar. Where I'll have $500 packages available for sale.
I guarantee you that seminar will be free by the time you get out of there. We can do one more before we break. No, we can't. Peon says no. He's the boss. A lot of people.
We have Colin and then Bill.
Oh, that's right. Shoot. A lot of people wonder who runs this place. I get that all the time. Well, here, quickly. Dear Frank, who's the boss there? Well, it's Peon.
Yeah.
And he just proved it. Let me do this and then we'll break. We'll get to Colin and
you better do it.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Hey, and then see if Bill can go in the Playhouse. It's my fault. I talk too much, but I love to talk to listeners, and I'll do it again.
I'm going to have to hear that from Peon. I'm sorry.
You better call Bill and tell him that we need him to move in the Playhouse.
You heard him?
Okay, yes, sir.
Right now,
I will.
Okay.
Right.
There's a C in Schaefer. We've told you that for about 16, 17 years, and we don't want you to ever forget it, because when the time comes you need a body shop, I want you to quickly be able to Google or however you go about finding the companies you look for, and I want you to not misspell it. I don't want you to go Schaefer. I guess that's it's S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. This is the auto body company you want. It's the one you want to tell your insurance company you want. And if you have an insurance company who, for any reason, if they hesitate at all in having that vehicle go to Schaefer, something's up. Okay, they're in cahoots with some other body. There's something weird going on there, because most or any respectable insurance company or with half a brain is going to be thrilled that you want that car to go to Schaefer. Because except for the deductible, they're paying for it. So they're going to want it done right. They're going to want it done perfectly. And that's the only way Schaefer knows how to do it. Unless it's totaled, if it can be put back the way it was or better, this is your place. 10 locations, the last and the newest in Columbia, Missouri. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. There's not a whole lot that I can tell you. I don't know about body work. I know there's computerized paint matching now and all that, but here's what I do know. Over the years, I've gotten a pile of emails from people who were stunned at the quality of their work and the level of service above and beyond just the body work. You want to know more? Go to this website, SchaeferAutobody.com. Don't go away. Colin Jeffrey's coming in. We're going to talk about entertainment on the Big 550 KTRS. Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic right now and check in with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, you've got a crash now on eastbound 44 after the Merrimack River Bridge. The two right lanes are blocked there. You've got another crash eastbound 44 at Jefferson, two right lanes blocked. You've got a stalled vehicle on eastbound 40 near Big Bend that's got a lane blocked, and you're backed up to look like McCutcheon. They've just cleared a stalled vehicle on westbound 40 at Lindbergh, but boy, things are jammed up from Highway 170 and southbound 170 slow Ladue down through Highway 40. And then it looks like we're still slow from now it's Highway 270 down through Merrimack Bottom on southbound 55. The right lane is closed there. This report brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Spill pool chemicals melting the back of a truck. Farmers Insurance has seen it and covered it. See their most unbelievable but true claims at farmers.com/hall of claims. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
We're live. We're local.
What does that mean to you?
While the people you hear on some other talk stations are in New York or L.A., KTRS personalities are right here in St. Louis. That means local St. Louisans are talking to other St. Louisans about things that happen in St. Louis while we work and play and live together in St. Louis.
Does it get more local than that?
Keeping it local. That's our focus on the Big 550 KTRS.
What would you do if you could speak Spanish? Have a barbecue with the Spanish-speaking family next door?
Hola, ¿qué tal? ¿Sí?
Swap stories with locals on a Costa Rican rainforest safari?
Ah, mira, es maravilloso.
Order your favorite Tex-Mex in Spanish?
Quisiera un burrito de carne, por favor.
Once-in-a-lifetime adventures to everyday moments. If you've always wanted to learn Spanish, to have real conversations with native speakers, now you can. Because Rosetta Stone is letting everyone who calls try an absolutely free demo of its powerful language learning program. Call now, 1-800-514-3354. Fully immersing you in the Spanish language, Rosetta Stone is fast, fun, and easy. Learn on your computer or iPad. practice on the go with your smartphone at your own pace and at your own convenience. If you've always wanted to speak Spanish, this is your chance with the fastest, easiest way to learn a language guaranteed. But don't wait. Call Rosetta Stone now for your free demo. 1-800-514-3354. That's 1-800-514-3354.
Are you ready to take your education to the next level? Arizona State University now offers over 90 top-tier degree programs, 100% online. With ASU's highly ranked online programs, you'll earn the same degree as our on-campus students, with the ability to learn wherever you want, whenever you want. Same world-renowned faculty, same leading education, same global recognition from one of the top universities in the world. Call 1-800-400-9937. That's 1-800-400-9937.
I'm Jamie from Sherman Oaks, and I just graduated with my degree from Arizona State University. I chose ASU because I received the quality education I deserve in the major I wanted, all from my home.
Jamie's not the only one to earn a degree from ASU. There are over 90 degree programs offered 100% online from one of the top universities. Now's the time to learn more about earning your degree online from Arizona State University. Call 1-800-400-9937. That's 1-800-400-9937.
Hey, I have rhythm. I love to dance, and I've been told that I dance pretty well. But I'm also totally blind, which means that sometimes my circadian rhythms can get totally out of step with the world around me. Circadian rhythms are regulated by our internal master body clock. But because I can't perceive light, my body clock simply doesn't know what time it is. This can have me wide awake in the middle of the night and fighting to stay awake during the day. That can affect relationships and make it difficult to be productive at work. And it can make every day a real challenge. It's not my imagination. It's called non-24, and it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind. So if you're like me, you're not alone, and there is hope. Call 855-856-2424 today, or visit learnmorenon24.com to find out more about non-24. Because learning more about non-24 is the first step to getting your rhythm back.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. Right now, I'm holding a book that could change your life. It will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and you worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at the age of 80, well, you need to read this free book. The reality is, you'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-900-1139. Are you skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-900-1139. That's 1-800-900-1139. 1-800-900-1139.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
The clouds with his pants falling down, or the dance that's a dream of romance, or the scene where the villain is mean.
I just gave Colin Jeffrey a broadcaster test. I offered him some of Herb Glazer's Kmish bread. Right before he's to go on the air, he says, "No, thank you, not before I broadcast." Pass the test. Of course, I'm eating it right now.
Yeah, you did.
I can tell. Folks, it's time to talk a little entertainment, courtesy of Window World, the original $189 window people, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And it's simple. He's going to tell you what to watch, look for, stay away from. Here is Colin Jeffrey.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Thank you. How are you today?
I am doing I feel great today. You know what? My wife is going to go out tonight with a friend of hers.
Okay.
So I'm going to have dinner with two hot chicks tonight. I'm not making that up. I am.
Oh.
It's kind of a sort of business dinner.
Okay.
I'll let you know what happens.
Whoa.
If sounds
good. If it's something I'll be able to talk about.
Huh.
So what's going on? Hey, Making a Murderer.
Yes.
Peon is one of six or eight people that has said you have to watch this, kind of like mm-hmm. Bloodline Breaking Bad. So last night I took a look at the first episode, and by the time I went to bed, I'd watched three episodes.
Yes.
So for all of you who have emailed me, you were right. Making a Murderer, Netflix, it's everything you said it was. And now here's Colin with other stuff.
And I have a suggestion. We'll get to it in a minute. That is the next Making a Murderer, I think. It's going
That's
to be the
big
next
statement.
True crime, big story here.
Okay.
We'll talk about what's out on DVD, though. The Green Inferno is out. This is Eli Roth's latest hacker, blood, gory movie. If that appeals to you, you're going to like this.
It does.
The big movies, then, are Sicario with Emily Blunt and Benicio Del Toro. You saw this? The DEA agents in Mexico?
Yes.
Yes.
I saw it in the movie theater.
And it was too early in the year, you would think, to get some award nominations, but it might actually end up, it's starting to gain some steam again.
If I remember, it was really good.
Yes, yeah. Twisty, turny, yeah. I enjoyed it quite a bit. And The Visit, M. Night Shyamalan's newest movie.
Who?
Oh, The Visit, where the kids go to visit Grandma and Grandpa.
Grandma and Grandpa.
Is it scary?
It is. It goes back to his roots. It has much more of a Sixth Sense feel than Village.
Who's in it? Shyamalan?
No, M. Night Shyamalan. He's the director.
Shyamalan.
Bowsers.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And the last movie that comes out this week on DVD is The Walk. This stars Joseph Gordon-Levitt. It is the dramatization of the French high-wire artist who walked in between the World Trade Centers.
How do you get a whole movie out of that?
I don't know.
I didn't see it.
Paul Harris really liked it. He said in 3D it was fascinating to watch, he said. It kept your attention the whole time.
Apparently. Yeah, the whole thing is leading up to it and all the stuff that he had to do to get... to get to the point where he walked across.
Yeah.
Because it was like, it was against the law to do that.
Yes, it is not legal to hang up a wire and walk between two buildings.
Well, that is frowned upon.
Yes.
Hey, you know what, ISP on this, you know what skywalking is? This is
skywalk.
A stupid
Oh, on the thing. Wings of planes.
No.
No. Oh,
no. These are young people, mostly overseas, Europeans, Russians, whatever, who go up on the most ridiculously high places, scaffolding, edge of cliffs, and they take selfies or have somebody take their pictures.
Where they hang.
Yes. On the just the brink of death and disaster.
Yes.
It's I don't get it.
I don't either. The only
No safety cable, no what they call base jumping chutes. They just try to see how dangerous a place they can go and get and stand on the something the size of a postage stamp and get their picture taken. Oh man, it's and a couple of kids have fallen to their deaths.
What every video I see though, I'm like, oh good, they made it back. Because the camera survived. So that's the only reason I can watch them. I'm like, oh, they made it.
A couple of them, somebody else shot the picture, and I saw a guy fall to his death.
Mm-hmm. They were just in Rio de Janeiro. They camped out on the Statue of Jesus.
You know where they can't do it because it's too dark? Rio Night Janeiro.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next.
So Night quick. Janeiro. It comes so quickly. Next. TV this week. This is the show I think you should check out if you have liked the podcast Serial, if you like the show Making a Murderer. It's Killing Fields. It is on Discovery tonight at 9.
Same as the movie. There was a movie called The Killing Fields.
It's a little different. This does not revolve around Pol Pot and does not have Sam Waterston.
Okay.
This is a cold case in real time, though. They are actually investigating this case as the show is being brought. So as opposed to Making a Murderer, where it's 10 years in the making,
right,
they're actually investigating this as it's going along.
Okay.
So they're investigating.
And it's called what?
It's called Killing Fields on Discovery Channel tonight.
Okay.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine returns on Fox tonight, 8 o'clock. It is on its new night, Tuesdays, as opposed to Sundays. And Shark Tank comes back tonight. It is now on Tuesdays as well, 8 o'clock. And ooh. Beyond the Tank comes back immediately following. Did you ever watch Beyond the Tank?
I love the song.
No, I didn't get into that one. What? I
the
love
song.
It.
We're Beyond the Tank. No, I don't know what that is, Beyond the Tank.
No, I love Shark Tank, but I never did try to watch the Beyond the Tank.
So this is what, the next level after they invested?
You get into just one business and seeing how they
sometimes they've struggled. It's typically a company that struggles, but
I don't like that bald-headed guy on Shark Tank. That
Kevin really, O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful.
Yeah, what a wow! He's a mean-looking guy.
He is definitely arrogant. I will say that. Mark Cuban is my
favorite
out of the.
Who's the
sharks.
Woman? Who's the real estate?
There's two Barbara.
And Barbara. I think it's Barbara.
And Lori Grenier is the other one.
Barbara is the one I'm thinking of. Yeah,
I like her. I don't like Lori.
Is Barbara a lesbian?
I don't believe so. I think she's married with kids.
She's mentioned a husband, yes.
Okay, just curious.
What made you think
I like lesbian.
The haircut?
No, I think I was thinking of Susie Orman. She came
she
out.
She is a lesbian.
Yes, yes. Okay, and now go ahead.
Wednesday night, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia returns for its 11th season on FXX at 9 o'clock, and American Idol back for its final season, two-hour premiere Wednesday night, 7
lost
o'clock
interest
on Fox.
A long time
will
ago.
You tune in you for this last
else?
Season?
No.
I probably will.
I might watch like a night of auditions, but then I'll remember how obnoxious it is.
I see the thing that they're promoting today. Apparently, Kanye West walks in as just a contestant.
Oh, that's funny. See, because
and sings.
I don't care. I don't care anything about Kanye.
I know. I wouldn't watch it. But apparently, a lot of people do. So because that's what they're promoting.
On the way in today, I was for no reason thought of a show. And when it was on the air, and it wasn't that long ago, it was the hottest thing on TV. And then it just, I guess, ran its course. And I'm talking about, and the only version that matters is the one where Regis was the host. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My goodness, that was a
hot
show.
I think that's still on the air.
It is still on.
Isn't it?
That's yeah,
it
is.
But nobody watches it.
They've gone through like six or seven hosts.
It's been Meredith Vieira. It's been.
Who is it now?
It might be her again, I think. I don't.
But boy, when prime time when Regis had it, man,
I thought this is the greatest game show ever.
I called in all the time trying to make it because it was a fastest fingers question. Do you remember that's how they picked the next person?
No.
Each show started with 10 people, and you had to answer. You had to put these four things in order from oldest to.
Oh, yes.
Well, if you called in to try and be on the show, it did a few fastest fingers questions, and if you answered them quickly enough, you moved on to the next one. I moved on once, and then never happened.
Is that your final answer?
Oh, Cedric the Entertainer.
Was that Bob Hardcastle?
Yeah.
And then Cedric left, and then Terry Crews, who is in the Old Spice deodorant commercials, did it for a little while. And then he has been succeeded by Chris Harrison, the host of The Bachelor. What happened?
I said,
Connie, you're right.
I said,
is that your final answer?
I heard it.
No, you have. Oh, okay. That's why he's laughing. you got two minutes.
Can you get through the rest?
We'll get through it. Yeah, we'll get through the rest of the week here in television. Thursday night, Angel from Hell. It stars Jane Lynch. I talked about this a while ago. They delayed its premiere.
I liked
Thursday.
Jane Lynch when I first discovered her. But now it's like Jane Lynch is one of those people where she's always Jane Lynch, and she's always that same
too much.
Intimidating, in your face. I don't know.
She was doing that celebrity
game show, which is a good show, a good game, by the way.
That's back this week as well.
That's a good game.
Family Game Night or something.
She's too intimidating. She needs to dial it back a little.
She's much more subdued in this, from what I saw. They put out most of the first episode.
She's pretty too.
She is.
Yeah,
she's very pretty. But she plays
her legs are too long, but.
I guess.
They're disproportionately too long. Go ahead.
And then on Saturday, Mythbusters returns for its 19th season on the Discovery Channel at 7 o'clock.
No?
19th season.
That was just a myth. They're not done.
Busted. And quick note here, I'll leave you with this. Saturday Night Live, January 16th, it's Adam Driver, who is Kylo Ren in the Star Wars movie. And
I have no idea who that is.
When? Okay. The 16th?
The 16th with
Chris
Stapleton.
We're going to be in Jamaica.
Yeah, what do we care?
Yeah.
Oh, just what you're missing. Make certain you set the TiVos. And January 23rd, Ronda Rousey is the host.
IFC.
UFC. And this is a big deal because just about a couple weeks ago, she said she was still having difficulty eating solid food.
Yeah.
So. This is so interesting. I never watched one of those until I told you Thanksgiving. We're at a friend's house. He goes, hey, and he had it recorded. She and Holly, what's her name?
Two women
just beating and kicking the crap out of each other. That's how I know who Ronda Rousey is.
There you go. And Sunday night, the Golden Globe Awards are on. I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
Another fantastic job. Thank you, Colin. There he goes, Colin Jeffrey, courtesy of Window World, the original $189 window company. They have levels. They have other windows that you can look at if you like, but this one will get the job done. And the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Can I do business? Do we need to break for traffic first? Can I do some business?
Yes.
All right, let me do this. American Equity Mortgage. I know this. I've known this number for 23 and a half years. 314. Watch this. I'm going to close. Well, just my eyes closed. You ever heard that? And I'm going to put one hand behind my back. What's
Whoa.
This? Yeah, what's this? 314-878-9999.
Wow.
I did it.
That's awesome.
Eyes closed and one hand behind my back. I've known that number a long time. And they've been with us that long, 23 and a half years. I also know the website. I'm going to close my eyes, put both hands behind my back. AmericanEquity.com. You will contact them for probably one of two reasons. You need a house and you need a mortgage. They know how to do that. You have a house. You have a mortgage or your house is paid for, and the mortgage, if you have it, may or may not be with American Equity. It doesn't really matter. They can still show you what tremendous borrowing power you have because you're a homeowner. And you're a homeowner, you have certain advantages. Well, first of all, you don't have a landlord telling you where you can't hang pictures or put holes in the wall or whatever. I don't want that kind of landscaping there. It's your home. Do whatever you want. Unless the association or something has some guidelines, but it's great. Great to be a homeowner. One of the other great advantages is you have equity in the house and you can borrow money much smarter and at a much lower interest rate than people who aren't homeowners. And you'll actually start to feel sorry for people who aren't homeowners because when they borrow money, more than likely they got to pay a lot more interest. You may also, though, be in debt and have some bad debt called credit card debt. Now, if you can't pay those cards off every month, with the exception of maybe a month or two where you need to skate and make a minimum, if you're doing that regularly, that is a mistake if you're a homeowner and you do not have to do it. Use the equity, get those cards paid off. They'll show you how to do it. They've done it for years for lots of people. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Let's get a quick check on traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Jefferson, two right lanes blocked, two left lanes open. You're backed up between Kings Highway and Grand. We have southbound 55. They're working with an accident south of Rivas Barracks that's up on the right shoulder. It's right on the overpass of Green Park, but you're jammed from River to Pear down through this accident. And then you're stop and go from Highway 270 down through Merrimack Bottom where MoDOT has the right lane blocked. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Get 15% back in Staples rewards on HP Ink and Toner. Minimum purchase of $60 on HP Ink, $200 on HP Toner. Ends January 9th. See store for details. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland with your Big 550 KTRS Airborne Traffic.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal.